Peace, peace, peace. You couldn't walk anywhere without tripping over the word. It was all people spoke of, all they thought of. That this wonderful word, peace, was on the lips and minds of men and women carrying AK-47s, terrorists in the eyes of the world. Well, that was beautiful. Half a century's worth of fighting was about to come to a glorious end, something that many of us in Colombia never thought we would see. And yet here we were, gathered in the middle of Colombia's nowhere, as the FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, held its 10th conference. More than 2,000 guerrillas had marched for weeks, AK-47s slung over their shoulders, across misty mountaintops and wet jungles to get here. The comrades had come to vote on whether to accept a peace deal with the Colombian state. The FARC was the biggest, deadliest rebel army in the Americas. Battle tough, they'd been fighting the Colombian state, US spies and military advisors for more than 5 decades, the world's longest running insurgency. Their goal, a violent revolution to install a Marxist-Leninist dictatorship of the proletariat. The civil war had killed more than 200,000 people, and the rebels had been mainly funded by the cocaine industry. FARC negotiators had spent 4 years quibbling every comma, period, and word of a 297-page document with a government team. The result? A blueprint for a new Colombia. A long-needed peace deal, investing in the countryside, education, social policies, building roads and bridges. That the state needed pressure from violent insurgents just to provide basic services shows how abandoned parts of rural Colombia have been. And central to this vision was a plan to end the cocaine industry, the root of so much of Colombia's devastation. For years, the FARC had been one of the key figures in Colombia's massive cocaine industry, doing business with farmers cultivating the crops, as well as with cartels and traffickers who were exporting it. They'd used the hundreds of millions to grow and expand their bloody mission of violent revolution. In return for the money, the FARC had protected the fields of coca, the bushes that had turned into cocaine. This deal would put an end to all that. With the FARC out of the cocaine business, Colombia would have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to eradicate coca from the country, ending the drug business that has haunted Colombia for the past 4 decades. Now, hundreds of reporters from across the world were here to watch and see what the rebels would do. If the rebels voted yes, they'd lay down their weapons. They would become civilians, ending a war their grandfathers had started. Vote no. Another generation will know war. I was one of the journalists, here in the hopes of seeing my adopted home grasp its chance of peace. I had reported on the never-ending wars of Colombia's cocaine industry for 15 years, making and losing friends in the bloodshed. I'd seen too many seduced and corrupted by cocaine, too many slum kids die pointless deaths, too many driven mad by the violence. This peace deal, I hoped, could begin to end the cocaine industry here. I wasn't alone. Millions watched with the same hopes. These rebels couldn't let us down. Colombia deserved peace. And that's the history we all felt in the air. The earth told you. Take a moment, breathe it in. This is history unfolding before your eyes.